So I just finished last night a book called Enough. This is the book by Cassidy Hutchinson. It's just out. She was special assistant to President Trump and his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, just out of college intern who worked in both the Senate and the House for Steve Scalise first and then for Senator Ted Cruz. She said that she voted for Donald Trump instead of Hillary Clinton and was ideally suited for work in Washington. Organized, tireless, smart, attractive, ambitious, winking, and charming. And given her bicameral experience, she was a good fit to work in the executive branch. More than once in the book, she reminds others that she serves at the pleasure of the president, but she reported directly to Meadows. Meadows does not come off well in her telling, and Matt Gaetz doesn't either. There's a lot of natural name-dropping in this book. More on that in a minute. You may recall Hutchinson is the young woman, 25 years old, who testified before the House Select Committee on the January 6th insurrection. She says she was pressured by Trump allies to protect the president during her testimony, skirt around the questions. She relayed the story of Trump fighting to control the vehicle he was traveling in, trying to get the Capitol or to the Capitol on January 6th. Later, she says she initially lied to the committee about that event. While her book is titled Enough, suggesting that she'd had enough of working for Donald Trump and that the life of a high-ranking assistant in the White House is destabilizing, she, in fact, worked up to the very end for the president, past the events of January 6th. She was one of the last people in the White House the day Joe Biden was inaugurated. The word used over and over again in this book to describe her is loyal. Yes, it was Trump's view at the end that, in fact, she was not loyal enough. For that, he dismissed her, which is crazy because she was loyal to a fault and, by my read, had not had enough. Would be still working for him were he to take her to Florida after the election, which he chose not to. Which is a major takeaway in the book to me, if an inadvertent one. Without demonizing Donald Trump or lionizing him, she talked about the excitement of being on a team and doing important work. Even as she watched the events unfold around her, Trump was wholly unsuited to guide the nation through a pandemic, she says. His vanity and need for approval were on constant display. His lack of interest in the people who voted for him was evident. She was still loyal to a fault. She worked at the pleasure of the president. She said she adored him and almost never came up long enough for air to realize that the things she was doing were not good for her or the American people. About the events of January 6th, she says we were enablers when she spoke about the staff and herself particularly. She said I was complicit and called it my patriotic duty. Here's her on the men, almost always men, that she worked around. Rudy Giuliani, at the rally on the ellipse that day, said, quote, I'm loving this leather jacket on you. She writes, his hands then slip under my blazer, then my skirt. I feel his frozen fingertips trail up my thigh. He tilts his chin up. The whites of his eyes look jaundiced. And she storms off. Matt Gaetz pops up constantly in this book, looking for female attention, action, or from the president a preemptive pardon. Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, is here too. He's in the White House to the end, claiming he has proof the election was rigged. At their most fragile, extraordinary moments, he's bursting into offices. They can hardly get rid of him. Mark Meadows litters. Like everyone in the Trump White House, probably any White House, he's a guard dog, a lap dog, always aware that his job could end in an instant. Along with his wife and others, Meadows asserts on January 7th that the rioters were Antifa. Adam Kinzinger pleads with her in an email to, for the love of all that is holy, please stop sending administration talking points. But that was her first job. It was like, keep pumping up the Congress, keep telling them this and that. And it was because not only do they want legislation passed or compliance with some of his ideas about COVID, but obviously, as he faced impeachments, she was there to try and keep them on page. I didn't make a note of this, but I just read again last night that, in fact, he had President Trump, or maybe it was Meadows, not that it matters much, had her make up expensive, really nice swag bags for Raffensperger's staff as they were recounting or refiguring the votes down there. And the idea was to just send, while he was still trying to get them to find 12,000 votes, oh, look at all these lovely gifts from the White House. And she writes that that could be interpreted as just sending gifts out to people for working hard, but it's pretty apparent what that was. And in the last minute, they decided not to send the swag. The book is called Enough, and it's by Cassidy Hutchinson, scheduled to join us today. She's a little under the weather. She should join us on the 25th of October. And I wonder if she would agree with my assessment, because she hadn't had enough. It's not brainwashing. It's a kind of loyalty, but she had had enough. She didn't respect the president at the end. She didn't respect Mark Meadows. She didn't like her job, and her life was crushing her. And yet she stayed on to the very end. And a bright woman like that, I think, looking around, could see what was happening in the world. And, you know, she wasn't some sort of ideologue who... She wasn't a MAGA person, but she was working for Mr. MAGA. And, you know, you wonder, well, then how is it or when is it possible for you to sort of see the forest and the trees? But I don't think she ever did, even after she testified before the January 6th committee. So we'll talk to her about that in a couple of weeks.